Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Not only was that not your father's Virginia team, it wasn't even last week's Virginia team. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Well, maybe we can finally put that 14-game losing streak in Charlottesville to bed now that Carolina has won up there the last two times by a combined score of 81-23. The Cavaliers, who were convincingly pummeled by Carolina, could not have been the same team that upset NC State and Miami the previous two Saturdays. In what has amounted to a practice season for the rest of the Larry Fedora era at UNC, certain truths are surfacing about what we can expect as Fedora fills a talented but thin roster with solid recruiting classes like the one he will sign in February. The first truth is these Tar Heels are tough and resilient. After giving up a turnpike of yardage to the Georgia Tech triple option last Saturday, not to mention 68 points, the Carolina defense went to Virginia even more banged up physically, losing Ram linebacker Gene Robinson to go with others already sidelined. But from their first appearance on the field in those chrome helmets, you could tell the D was amped and ready for redemption, and they made the goal line stand that turned the game around. Trailing only 20-13 at the time, Virginia stubbornly ran the ball four times right up Carolina's gut. Sylvester Williams, who you will see on Sundays next season, anchored the front four, and on fourth and goal, Kareem Martin and Kevin Reddick were in the Wahoos' backfield before the play got started. Earlier, of course, Trey Boston took a pick six to the house for the 10-point lead the Heels needed to play aggressively on defense. They held their host to 2-15 on third down plays and a bend-but-don't-break 350 yards of total offense. Clearly, this was not the Virginia team I feared would show up and give Carolina a hard time. Hardly. The Cavs look like the 4-8 team they will be after next week. They not only blew red zone opportunities, they dropped a short touchdown pass and fumbled a kickoff return. Even after Chapel Hill's Thomas Moore hooked a field goal attempt, the Cavs obliged by being offsides to give Moore another chance, and he nailed it for the final points of the one-sided 37-13 victory. After going 21 years without a W up there, winning suddenly seems pretty easy indeed. This is Archansky. See ya.